Hello, everyone. Welcome to my class. As I said last week, we have a really interesting topic to talk about today. We'll talk about maps and map making. For thousands of years, we've been using maps to guide us through unknown places. Maps show us the locations of countries, cities, mountains, lakes, and many more important places. Thanks to them, people have walked around foreign places with confidence. They were able to sail through tough, vicious, and hideous seas and oceans. Naturally, making these maps has become a very serious and important job. In today's lecture, I'm going to focus on this job. We'll talk about the history of map making, and I'll focus on an interesting thing that map makers do in order to ensure that people don't copy their maps without permission. Let me start with a brief introduction to map making. As I said, it is a very serious and ancient profession. It could have originated as early as the 7th millennium BC. This means that map making could be a 9,000-year-old practice. Quite old, right? Ever since that time, a huge number of maps have been produced. These maps used to be on rocks and paper. However, for the last 70 years, map making has been digital. In these last 70 years, many technological tools have been utilized to make our maps as correct as possible. Ever since the beginning, map making has been regarded as both a science and an art. It is a science because we use science to produce maps correctly. It is also an art because these maps need to look pleasing. A boring-looking map will not be bought by anyone. Now, let me talk a little bit about the history of mapmaking. Mapmaking has a long history, but its origins are rather unknown. The earliest attempts at maps are likely to be found in cave paintings. However, the meanings of cave paintings are usually unclear. So, archaeologists can never be sure whether the drawings are actually maps or if they had some other purposes. Most of these paintings show animals, rivers, and trees. These cave paintings can be actual maps for the location of these animals, rivers, or trees, or they might just be about the daily lives of these ancient people. We can never be sure. As the number of civilizations increased and humans established cities and empires, just like the city of ancient Babylon, they started to feel a need for professional map-making. The first undoubtable examples of maps can be traced back to the city of ancient Babylon. The maps which were found about this civilization were made on the walls of the buildings. These maps are very simple and they show the general area of the city. The description of neighboring cities can also be seen on these maps. As I have said, these maps were made on strong walls. Thanks to that, these maps were able to survive until modern times. The same thing cannot be said for ancient Egypt. While ancient Egyptians produced certain maps, these maps were mostly drawn on paper. Most of these paper maps were either burned away or they were lost naturally. Another ancient civilization that I want to talk about now is ancient Greece. A great breakthrough in the practice of map making happened around 300 BC in ancient Greece. Greek map makers were the first ones to study map making scientifically. Their scientific approaches improved map making greatly. They invented new methods to improve the accuracy of their maps. Certain Greek scientists wrote important books about map making and set up the basic principles of map making processes. However, most of these books, and thus these scientific methods, were forgotten during the following Roman ages. Unfortunately, this was very bad for map making. Map making lost its importance during the Roman ages. There was little or no improvement about map making at that time. Now it's time to talk about Arab scholars and their contribution to map making. Arab scholars were the ones who brought this ancient science back to life. The science of map-making gained importance again in the 8th century AD. This happened when ancient Greek books were uncovered by Arab scholars and scientists. These people translated the Greek books into Arabic and studied the methods and knowledge in these books to improve the field. The Arab scientists made great contributions to the field. The maps that they produced were amazingly accurate. One of these Arab scientists was Al-Idrisi. His book contains an astonishingly accurate map of the world. In this map, nearly all of Europe is drawn correctly. When you look at the map, you will recognize many places. The map also contains a detailed description of North Africa. Al-Idrisi did not depict the rest of Africa, but his work on the north part of the continent is amazing. Along with these, you can also see the Far East in this map. These areas are also drawn very detailed. You can even see some islands near the Australian continent. It is amazing that Al-Idrisi, without any modern technological tools, was able to draw the maps of these places accurately. He drew this map in 1154, and this map was so accurate that it was copied and used by many people for nearly three centuries. Now, let's approach more modern times. Now we'll look at the story of map-making during and after the 15th century. Those years were very crucial in the history of map-making because scientists made many important scientific discoveries regarding maps and exploration. As you know, many sea explorers started to sail around the world in the 15th and later centuries. These people needed accurate maps in order to navigate through oceans and lands. What helped them was the discovery of two important tools in the 15th century. One of these tools was the compass. As you know, compasses show direction. Thanks to the compass, map makers were able to draw much more accurate maps. The other tool was the sextant, which is spelled S-E-X-T-A-N-T. Sextants allowed map makers to measure the angle between stars and the horizon. This was a huge discovery. When map makers were able to measure the angle between stars and the horizon, they were able to better understand their location on Earth. These discoveries changed the future of map making. Lastly, I want to focus on recent practices in map making. Let's talk about the 20th century and the progress that map making has made until now. A big contribution to map making was the use of plane photography. Map makers and governments hired planes and cameras and flew through the lands and seas to capture photos. Later, they used these photographs to draw complete maps of cities, mountains, lakes, and many other things. The most important use of plane photography was in the area of drawing city maps. Plane photography enabled map makers to draw better maps of cities. They were able to see the shape of the streets and avenues better and closer. This data was later used in the planning of cities. As you can guess, however, the biggest technology that helped map making was the invention of satellites. This great innovation paved the way for the most accurate map making methods. Even though the first satellite images were low quality, these satellites proved that it was the best method in map making. The invention of satellites also brought a new perspective to the science of mapmaking. Mapmakers are now able to compare the satellite pictures of the same locations from different times. By doing that, they are able to track changes in rivers and lakes. By comparing different satellite pictures, mapmakers are able to detect the changes in rivers. This data is especially useful for environmental scientists. The last thing that I want to focus on in this lesson is about a trick that mapmakers use. Before I explain what this trick is, let me tell you why mapmakers are using this trick. As mapmaking is a very long, tedious, and difficult process, mapmakers want to make sure that other mapmakers don't copy their work. In other words, they don't want others to plagiarize their maps. So, what do they do to understand when other map makers plagiarize their work? They create paper towns. But what is a paper town? Of course, they aren't towns or cities made out of paper. Paper towns are imaginary towns that mapmakers place on their maps. They just find an empty space on the paper and write an imaginary name in that space, as if there was a real town in that location. When mapmakers see their own imaginary paper town on someone else's map, they understand that that person copied their map. So, that's all for now. I love talking about maps and mapmaking. I could go on for hours and hours. Just like I said at the beginning, it is both an art and a science. I just love it. I hope you weren't bored, but liked this lecture. So, stay safe, and I'll see you next week.